Ginger Black here. Ginger Black with Work Insanity, workinsanity.com. Hey, I just finished reading an article which I found really interesting about the difference between high performers and overachievers. Now, right off the bat, which would you say you are? An overachiever or a high performer? And why would one care which they are? This article talks about the difference between high performers and overachievers, being that overachievers are always about achieving. It doesn't matter what they're achieving, they're trying to get to the end. They're trying to get there first. They're trying to do. And they're not looking at the whole picture. It's kind of like the people that want to put fires out all the time instead of looking at what caused the fire. The overachievers are doers. They do. Again, I can't emphasize that enough. And it goes into the article says that achieve means bringing to a head. Bring things to a head. Sometimes that's pretty to watch, but most of the time it's not. They're going to get it done no matter what the cost, no matter who they trample, no matter where they are, no matter what's important. The idea for them is to get to the end, to achieve, to bring it to a head. Performing, on the other hand, is about completing, making it whole, and transforming for the better. So performance, high performers are looking to, yes, they want to get things done, but they're looking at the whole picture. And as they're moving along, they kind of step back and say, is this the best alternative? Is this the way to move forward? So an overachiever may possibly, you know, just want to ram things through, and they're so high energy and they can break down anybody else who argues with them or who tries to bring in a second opinion. They're going to just annihilate. The overachievers will annihilate this person. It's more important to get it done. It's more important to get it done. It's more important to get it done. So in the article, they also talked about three reasons why performance-based leaders deliver better quality, more long-lasting results than achievement-based leaders. The first one is benign neglect. Benign neglect. So, it's kind of like what they talk about in leadership as far as email. Never open your email until noon. Why is that? It's because most of the problems that people create when they first come in the morning to work are things that they will resolve on their own if you let them by noon. So when you open your email by noon, a lot of those problems that were created first thing in the morning, because you neglected them, are going to resolve themselves, because you're giving people the opportunity to solve their own dilemmas. So the same thing here, where a solution to a problem is only going to come after the problem kind of festers for a little while. The performance-based leaders are going to let the problem be for a little while. But to achievers, they talk about, you know, this is akin to Chinese water torture. Because the achievement-based leader is constantly in motion, and they rarely reflect on what's the best solution. They just move forward. And so benign neglect, if you neglect things for a while, you're going to better resolve them, because you're going to be able to see more of the picture than immediately putting fires out. And like I said before, sometimes neglecting them, they actually solve themselves. The second idea is collateral damage. So overachievers are always about winning. They want the winning solution, what's best or right for them. But performance-based leaders look for the optimal solution. So collateral damage is going to hurt. The high achievers are going to ramrod over people. And they're going to just see a solution and go for it instead of looking for the best solution, the optimal solution. And again, by stepping back from the issues at hand, they're going to be able to better see what that looks like. Because if you're just constantly in motion and constantly acting, you're not allowing yourself to step back out of the problem and see how can we take this to a leadership-defined solution that will help all the people involved, not just one solution that presents itself in the first few minutes. And the third idea they talk about is self-doubt. Achievement-based leaders suffer from self-doubt much more than performance-based leaders. What do they mean? Well, they think that the overachievers are going to switch from strategy to strategy as they second-guess themselves, losing confidence. Overachievers rarely display any lack of confidence in public, and that's a bad thing. Where high-performance leaders tend to stay the course consistently, and they lead through the ups and downs, but keeping their original goal in sight. Remember, again, this is kind of like being able to be a visionary and keep your vision in mind, the end goal in mind, as to which fires you're going to put out, as to which solutions you're going to come up with, is if you have the end game in mind. But if you only have the end put the fire out in mind, the end achievement in mind, then you're going to have a problem because you're not going to look at the whole picture, and you're going to have to end up putting out more fires, because you just had causing more fires by putting out the wrong fire. Again, instead of allowing things a little neglect, allowing them to be neglected and seeing the whole picture, you're not going to be able to, if you don't look at the whole picture, you're going to be putting out the wrong fires, and then you're going to be micromanaging people because you're just bang, 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 trying to solve a problem that may not be the best solution for the overall projection of the project or the company or whatever you're leading, the team. Again, today we tend to be achievement oriented because we feel good when we get something done. And I think that's important to remember. It's not about getting something done that wasn't really needed to be done in the first place, right? And so if you're always achieving something, And I often say it's because people don't want to feel things. They don't want to say, I made the mistake, I made a wrong choice. They can't look back. They can't look at the whole picture because they're headed down this path. And, you know, wherever their nose is pointed is all they're going to see, which solutions they're going to conquer. So being a high performer means that you're actually looking at the whole solution, not just the solution to one little problem, not just the solution that presents itself, you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning in email. At 8 o'clock in the morning in email, everybody's got a situation. Does it need solving by you as the leader? Probably not. But most people want to feel important, and they want to feel that in order to lead people, they have to be involved in every situation, and that's not the case, as they're reiterating in this article. It's really important to understand that high performers look at, the whole picture. How do you decide which solution you're going for, because again, it's never a straight path to the future. You know, there's lots of ups and downs, and the leader has to take people through the ups and downs by seeing the whole picture and by remembering what that major goal is, what that major projection for the company, for the team, for the organization, whatever it may be, is. So when you start to think about achieving and achievement, and again, what do we reward in our society? We reward achievement. We don't reward performance. You know, if you look at athletes, yes, you can run the fastest mile, but if you're not looking at the whole picture, you're not going to win the race because your competition may outsmart you by being a high performer as opposed to a high achiever. Okay, because they may not run as fast. You know, it's kind of like the tortoise and the hare. And the tortoise beat the hare because the hare didn't look at the whole picture, didn't have the whole solution, just looked at the one thing in front of their nose. Again, remember, focus on performance, high performance, looking at the whole picture, stepping back, neglecting some of the things that seem like they need to be put out. Remember, a lot of fires put themselves out. A lot of fires aren't really fires. It's just a bunch of smoke. And we put our focus on those things. We're not really leading. We're just achieving. We're just ticking off little things saying, well, we done that. We did that. We done that. We've done that. We did that. We've accomplished this. We achieved this. But again, to be a leader, to be a true leader, you need to be a high performer, looking at what you can help others accomplish, not just yourself achieving something. So go out and be a high performer today. This is Ginger Black signing off from Work Insanity, workinsanity.com. Have a great day, and thanks for joining me.